Lesson 15. Voodoo. First Encounter. Sarah visited a voodoo shop to ask questions. The man said that voodoo is not in conflict with Catholicism and that a person can be Catholic and practice voodoo as well. He said that spirits help people, but people should pay the spirits back by allowing the spirits to possess them. Scripture Study. Part 1. Before continuing the lesson, read Psalm 145. What does this passage say about the power and goodness of God? Voodoo. Introduction to Voodoo. Voodoo originated in African nature religions, but beliefs and practices from those have been mixed with features from other sources. Many modern practitioners prefer the term Vodun. According to Voodoo, there is a God, but people cannot reach him for help. Instead, people can interact with the spirits who are involved in the world. The Bible tells us that God is very near to every one of us, and we can find him, see Acts 17, 27. Those who practice voodoo are actually worshipping Satan and evil spirits. Many acknowledge that they are serving Satan. Voodoo practice is not always recognized by outsiders, because it often uses Roman Catholic rituals, images, and saint names. Voodoo worshippers also use crosses and other Christian symbols. Statistics for voodoo are difficult to find because many voodoo participants are also involved with other religions, including Christianity. It is impossible to serve God and worship other spirits also. See 1 Corinthians 10, 20-22. Sometimes people that call themselves Christians, but are not truly converted, do not see the conflict between voodoo and Christianity. A person who attends church may also go to a voodoo witch doctor for help with some problem. A businessman may ask for magic to help him sell more merchandise. A parent may go to get help for a sick child. Voodoo worshippers interact with spirits by using altars, offerings, dances, and ceremonies. They also pray to ancestors. The spirits, Eloi, are divided into 5 nations and numerous families of individuals with the same surnames. Certain spirits or families of spirits are associated with certain aspects of life, like agriculture, the military, or love. This is similar to the way Roman Catholics have assigned saints to various aspects of life. Priests and priestesses in the religion lead worship events and can be hired to do sorcery or protect from sorcery. They may have a congregation that they lead in worship regularly and provide with other spiritual services. There are other sorcerers called Bokor who may or may not be priests and are more associated with evil sorcery. For example, a Bokor can be hired to put a curse on someone. A man named Simon was a sorcerer with power, but God's power was greater, see Acts 8, 9-13. Voodoo religion has no central organization or authority. Each priest or priestess has preferred practices. Every voodoo worshipper is in a voodoo family. As Christians, we are in a spiritual family, with brothers and sisters who share life with us and help with practical needs, see James 2:15-16 and Galatians 6:10. Voodoo services are usually on Friday or Saturday night. A voodoo service includes verses read in honor of various spirits associated with the family, many songs and prayers. Worshippers use drums, tambourines and flutes in their services, which can last all night. During a voodoo service, spirits take possession of various worshippers, speaking and acting through them. To become possessed by a spirit is an important goal in voodoo worship. It is believed that special benefits come to the families of those possessed this way. Sometimes the spirits give advice or cures. The Holy Spirit gives direction in the church and can be trusted because he is God. See Acts 13, 2, Acts 15, 28, and Galatians 3, 5. In special voodoo ceremonies, there are sacrifices of chickens or pigs and drinking and splattering of blood. A priestess may bite the head from a chicken. Worshippers may dance around a fire or around a tree. They sing and pray for the spirits to enter them. They put out food for the spirits. They draw diagrams on the floor that are supposed to control spirit power. They use snakes in ceremonies. Sometimes they wear white. Sometimes they paint their faces using various colors, but especially white. Sometimes supernatural power is demonstrated. Some claim to have been healed by the spirits. They try to drive away a spirit that is causing a sickness. Some can bite burning wood and hold the live coals in their mouths. Sometimes a small doll is used to represent a person to be cursed. Pins or knives may be stuck into the doll. People have died from curses, but true Christians have testified that voodoo curses could not harm them. In a worshipper's own house, he may have an altar to the spirits and ancestors. The altar may hold pictures and statues of spirits, and things enjoyed by them such as flowers, candles, perfume, or food. A white candle and a glass of water could be a simple offering. Some voodoo practitioners wear objects that are supposed to protect them from harmful spirits. They also put them on their children and babies. They believe that after death, a soul inhabits some aspect of nature like a tree. Some voodoo worshippers are possessed and dominated by demons all the time. Some become insane, violent, and self-destructive. A person possessed by demons has fear and insanity, and does harm to himself. See Mark 5, 2-5. Evangelism. Voodoo worshippers do not have a relationship with God or assurance of salvation. That means they have a spiritual need that can be addressed by the gospel. A Christian can share the gospel and his own testimony of conversion and what it means for him to live in relationship with God. Voodoo worshippers live with fear. They do not serve a God who loves them. They expect both good and evil actions from the spirits. They have to pay the voodoo priest for every religious service done for them. In some countries, people are in slavery to the voodoo leaders. A person who chooses to worship the spirits does it because he thinks he needs their help and protection. The results are the same as the pursuit of any sin. The good that the person is trying to get fades away, and the sin destroys everything that is good in his life, including family relationships. A person who rejects the gospel wants to continue in sin and keep control over his life instead of giving control to God. However, a person in relationship with evil spirits loses control over himself and is in slavery. The gospel is a message of deliverance from evil powers. It is an offer of forgiveness. It is an offer of relationship with God who loves us and cares for us. A testimony. Jacques was a voodoo witch doctor in Haiti. He had killed many people with curses. He lived with several women. One day, a missionary told him that the spirits he served would someday destroy him. Later, Jacques asked the missionary to come and pray for him. Jacques repented and destroyed all of his voodoo equipment. Scripture Study, Part 2. Now read Psalm 145 again. Think about the message this passage has for a follower of voodoo.